Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Lots to talk about, a lot of different things I definitely want to get talking about, Nolan and the Dirtbags on tonight's show. I'm sure Nolan's got his usual forte of highlights and standings and curtain call questions as well, but you know what? Hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us. And we thank you so much for being back with us this week as well as every other week and sharing the message, sharing the story, passing it on, letting people know where they can hear us. And hopefully you're enjoying the show as always. The season's moving on level. College World Series, obviously LSU getting the big series win, but lots of controversies, not on the win so much, but on coaches' ejections and some other things that happened during the World Series the past week. So, again, a whole gauntlet of stuff to talk about, as there always is week to week. So we'll do our very best to get through as much as we can, Nolan and myself, give our thoughts, opinions of it. Obviously, send yours in to us. We love hearing your thoughts and opinions. You know where to send curtain call questions or personal questions if you're a player, a parent, a coach, and that's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. You've got our guarantee that we'll get back to you if it is a personal question, and if it's a curtain call question, we'll try our very best to get them on a show. There's no question about it, because that's what it's all about. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you, dirtbags. So that's the bottom line, and that's the reality. So, and obviously, before we get going with the show, we do want to do our always shout out to the servicemen and women around the world for doing what you do every day. So Nolan, myself, and the rest of the dirtbags can do what we love doing, and that's baseball. As a fan, a player, a coach, whatever it is, whatever facet at the amateur level, the college, the high school, the pro level, it really doesn't matter. It's all baseball at the end of the day, and that's what we all love doing. That's why we're dirtbags. We get up, we get after it, and we get dirty all the time, and that's the expectation of every one of us, myself included, and that's really what it comes down to. It's on the field, off the field, teammate, part of the club, whatever it is, doing the right thing all the time, never becoming lazy, never becoming complacent, just doing the right thing and trying to make ourselves better each and every day. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you kicking it off tonight?
Yeah, so obviously I kind of want to talk about Kyle Raleigh at the better or at the back half of this, and just the records that he's setting and on pace records that could be potentially broken by the end of the year. But I want to start out with I believe he's the second one from the 2024 draft class that got called up, Chase Burns, starting on Thursday against the New York Yankees. Your Yankees, Kirk. That kid had a quick rise up to the show. No two ways about it. Former Wake Forest pitcher, pitched for them last year, helped them get to the College World Series and all that stuff, like just into the playoffs and whatnot. But you're looking at a kid that I think, like, I just can't see him going back down to the minors once he gets up. Like, and I'm looking at it. Obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan. Everybody on here knows that I'm a Cardinals fan. I'm looking at it, right? And if Hunter Green can ever stay healthy, the job that Andrew Abbott has done this year, and we have not talked about him enough on this show, Andrew Abbott has had a phenomenal year. Like, he should be very much in the National League Cy Young race. The three of those guys right now, plus Brady Singer, plus whoever else you want to throw in there for their number five guy, whether it's Wade Miley, Brent Suter, I guess he's getting some spot starts and whatnot. They got a deep rotation right now once Chase Burns gets called up. And like I said, I can't see him going back down to the minors. Like, his numbers throughout the minors have just been impeccable. Like, he has pitched lights out. The kid's got A-plus stuff across the board. Not a guy that, if I'm the Yankees and with how cool they've been with the bats recently, not a guy that I'd want to see making his MLB debut. And obviously, like, you're just looking at the talent that's come up for the National League Central in terms of pitching prospects over the last 2 years. Obviously, Pittsburgh, you have Jared Jones and you have Paul Skeens. Milwaukee, you have Jacob Mizorowski, who set the MLB record with 11 straight no-hit innings to start out his major league career. Also set the record by allowing one hit or less through his first two career starts. And his stuff obviously touching triple digits. And now, yeah, Chase Burns getting the call, man. I mean, it's all of a sudden a very good, young, promising ace-like rotation stuff coming up in the National League Central.
Well, I mean, he starts 2025. He has three starts in Dayton, eight starts in Double-A Chattanooga, final two starts, Triple-A Louisville. And overall, he's got a 1.77 ERA and a 12.14 strikeouts per nine innings. So you hit the nail on the head, right? I mean, obviously the minors, as they say, there's not much left to do at that level. So let's see what he can do in the big boy pond. And you're right. I think with the depth of that rotation right now, I realize Hunter Green's not back yet and stuff like that, but they had a good last week. They're above 500 again. Again, you're half a season in with Terry Francona, starting to settle in, see how what's happening. Matt McClain's finally taken off a little bit offensively. You know, you get everything going in the right direction with a deep rotation, as we always talk about. You got to be excited. You have to be excited, right? And you're seeing Milwaukee do it with their young guy there across. It's in the division. So if you have pitchers like that, you got to go ahead and see what they're capable of. You got, what, a little over a month. See what he does over four starts. The guy's moving. It's one last trade that you maybe have to make at the deadline, right?
Yeah, 100%, especially with this time of year and especially with how tight the NL Central is right now. Like, the Reds are only five games back. The Cardinals and Brewers are both 3.5 back of the Cubs. Obviously, the Cardinals are playing the Cubbies for tonight and tomorrow. But, yeah, like, and even that showed him in August coming back off the IL, so that's a huge boost for the Cubs. But, yeah, no, I'm looking at it, right? Like you just said, that's basically your trade acquisition. If you can call up one of these young kids and they perform at the major league level, that's a huge boost. Gives you a huge boost of confidence, too. Jumping over to the Los Angeles Angels, unfortunately, Ron Washington had to step away due to health issues. So right now they have Ray Montgomery, taking over as the interim manager. Right now, basically, Wash is kind of more so in a press box role, not really on field or anything like that. He's being evaluated for, I don't even know what the exact thing is that he's being evaluated for, but based on what Paramanazian and some of the Los Angeles Angels guys have said so far, basically he's just not at 100% right now. So he needs to get back to 100% before he can go back into the dugout and continue managing. So obviously not good news for the Angels.
Yeah, and we've seen that in the past with Ron Washington, unfortunately, right? When he was doing Oakland at the back end and step away, and then he did Texas there briefly, and obviously able to settle back in as a coach instead of the manager role with the Braves and turn it around again. So, I mean, absolutely, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family and the Angels as a whole, because everybody out here and all the dirtbags, I mean, we all recognize the character of the man, the passion for the game, really the passion for the game. Like that's what's amazing. So exactly right. Our thoughts and prayers are with him, and hopefully he comes back with as quick a recovery as he can, but really a fully healthy recovery.
Then, yeah, like I said at the top of this segment, Cal Raleigh time. So here you go. Case for MVP. Obviously, they're on the road. They're in Minnesota. It's a home run. The fans start chanting MVP. Now, that being said, they were Seattle fans, of course, but still hearing that in an opposing ballpark, obviously very strange sound, but well-deserved. So right now, OPS over 1,000. Obviously, he's still behind Aaron Judge in terms of OPS, but I mean, still playing Gold Glove caliber defense right now. I don't know if he's Platinum Glove, obviously. It's too early to tell that type of deal. But he is playing his usual amazing defense. Now, that being said, Alejandro Kirk also playing incredible defense in terms of AL catchers. Like, that's got to be a tight race by the end of the year. But we're here for the offense. 32 home runs as of recording, most by a switch hitter pre-All-Star break. You know how close he is to Barry Bonds' record, Kirk? For pre-All-Star break starts? They were saying through 77 games, he's only 7 back of Bonds.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying he's going to get the 74. But there's a chance. 7 back of Bonds, and with the way that he just performed over the last 5 days, I mean, obviously he has, what, 5 home runs? in a four-game stretch. What was it, four in Chicago and then another one in Minnesota? So you're like, okay, like, there's an outside chance, man. You hit 30-plus bombs before the break, everybody's going to get talking about it. You hit 30 before the break, and you have, what, 2 weeks to go before the break? You got a legitimate chance at being close to 40 before the break even starts. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for guys. A lot of guys, I got to say, it's probably a bad thing, especially since he's going to be in the All-Star game. So it's not like he's not going to get any sort of break.
As long as he doesn't do the home run competition.
No, exactly. That's it. And I'm sure MLB is probably pressing for him to do it. But man, like, his swing from both sides obviously has been automatic this year. But I've just never seen a catcher do something like this. Like, he passed Bench a week ago in terms of home runs before the All-Star break. Bench had the previous record with, I think it was 28. Passed him there, no problem. And now, yeah, he's chasing Bonds. I think it was like 43 or something like that before the break. I can't remember what the exact number was. I just saw them talking about through the 77 games, and Bonds was at 39 home runs in the 01 season. I'm talking, obviously, the year that he broke the record. But still, man, where there's a will, there's a way, and he's got a chance at a record.
Yeah, he's obviously well on his way to beating Selby's 2022 48 bombs that year. And I mean, yeah, I was watching that, and I agree with you. I mean, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago about the MVP and things like that, and he's got to be right there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts the way he's playing. And it's fun to watch, and I'm glad the pitchers are pitching to him, for sure. So we're going to be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the standings. Thoughts and opinions, brother. Let it roll.
So, yeah, we'll jump in with the NL East this time. You get the Philadelphia Phillies, 47-31. New York Mets, 46-33. Atlanta Braves, 36-41. Washington Nationals, 33-46. Miami Marlins, 31-45. Alex Anthopoulos of the Atlanta Braves obviously comes out and says, hey, we are buyers. That was a shocker to me. But with the way that they played their last 10, and Chris Sale obviously went on the IL there with the same issue that he's had ever since his Boston days where he somehow breaks a rib. I didn't see it. I'm not going to comment too much on it. I just saw that he has a left rib fracture again. And I know that he had that issue with Boston, so I don't really know exactly what happened there, so I'm not going to comment. But last 10 games, Philadelphia Phillies 8-2, New York Mets 1-9, Atlanta Braves 7-3, Washington Nationals 3-7, Miami Marlins 6-4.
Well, that's it. We haven't even talked about Kuna since he's been back or whatever, but you talk about a guy that hasn't missed a beat. Holy Lord. I mean, doesn't even start the season. Yeah, doesn't even start the season. He's at, what, 10, eating up the New York Mets. Like, unbelievable what that guy's doing. So it's great to have him back on the field. I mean, you got to be super excited if you're Braves fans out there listening. And you should be. I mean, obviously, like Nolan said, losing Sale doesn't fire you up too much or whatever. But yeah, Philadelphia continuing on 8-2, like you said, looking good. I mean, the Mets have just 1-9 over the last 10. It happens. We say it. I mean, highs and lows of the season, but 1-9 out of a team that you're expecting out of playoffs, that's a tough little stretch. You got to try to get things corrected. So Washington Nationals 3-7, they were 1-9 last week when we spoke, little bit better, but I'm going to talk more about that, them in the, curtain call questions. But yeah, I mean, it's Philadelphia and the Mets still and stuff like that, but the Braves, you never know. They're sneaking. They're a long ways to go, but they're sneaking.
Now jumping over to the National League Central, the Chicago Cubs 46-32, Milwaukee Brewers 43-36, St. Louis Cardinals 43-36, Cincinnati Reds 41-38, Pittsburgh Pirates 32-48. Last 10 games, Cubs 5-5, Brewers 7-3, Cardinals 7-3, Cincy 6-4, and Pittsburgh 4-6. Already talked about Chase Burns, so don't need to get too much into that one. Milwaukee, obviously, Christian Yelich there this week ties the franchise record. Doesn't even hit a home run in the game, but 8 RBIs and an absolute thumping on, what was that, Sunday night? Saturday night, I can't remember. It must have been Saturday night. But yeah, the Cubs obviously kind of playing ho-hum baseball right now, but getting Shota Imanaga back has got to be a big boost.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're looking at Cubbies, Brewers, and Cardinals all in the playoffs right now. If it was to break down, Brewers and Cards got the wild card. It's been a lot better division than I thought going into the season, so it's great to see. I mean, the Reds, only 6-4 over the last 10, but they're 41-38 as of recording. Like you said, getting Burns up there, hey, you got to be excited. That could turn into a 4-team race before it's all said and done.
Jumping over to the National League West, Los Angeles Dodgers 48-31, San Francisco Giants 44-34, San Diego Padres 42-36, Arizona Diamondbacks 40-38, Colorado Rockies 18-60. Last 10 games, Los Angeles Dodgers 7-3, San Francisco 4-6, San Diego 4-6, Arizona 6-4, Colorado 5-5. Very surprising to see Colorado 5-5 in their last 10. Obviously, that's better than the Padres and the Giants. Giants obviously go out, make the big move for Rafi Devers. Rafi Devers ends up hitting a home run in against his former team, obviously in San Francisco, goes off Otako in that 3-1 win there over the weekend. But, I mean, everybody's probably dying to talk about the Dodgers and Padres and their hit-a-batter-palooza that ensued over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was heated. We talked about it last week briefly, and it just kept rolling through the weekend. And the Dodgers still will walk away 7-3 over the last 10, right? It's a beautiful rivalry. But the Dodgers still seem to have the number. I know a couple years ago, the Padres had them there for a blip there a couple of years ago, but for whatever reason, the Dodgers just seem to rise to the occasion, as you say. And I mean, obviously it's a deep lineup, but still, they're getting the job done. Giants, I mean, yeah, they got the trade, and but they lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox there over the weekend. So it took them a while, but you're right. I mean, Rappy finally did get it done on Sunday night. And, you know, like I said, I talked about it last week, thinking Adames will really roll with that. And I thought he looked a lot better over the last week, for sure. He's looking more comfortable, more confident at the dish, and you're seeing some results out of him, both defensively and offensively. So I like that. You put Chapman back in there, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and that's going to be a good lineup. They're going to be all right. They still got lots of pitching, so they're in good shape.
Jumping over to the American League now. The AL East, you get New York Yankees 45-33, Tampa Bay Rays 43-35, Toronto Blue Jays 41-36, Boston Red Sox 40-40, Baltimore Orioles 34-44. Baltimore's creeping. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're going to be a playoff team when it's all said and done, because obviously Tampa Bay Rays still exist and still defy every odd imaginable, but they're creeping. I give them a lot of credit. So, I mean, Jackson Holliday obviously has continued to roll at the pace that he has. Pitch and stops looked a little better. Boston, obviously, I don't know what to expect out of Boston. They're saying that they're still going to be buyers, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're sellers come the deadline time. But yeah, the Yankees, I mean, obviously the bats have gone quiet. 3-7 in their last 10. Tampa Bay 7-3 in their last 10. Toronto 4-6 in their last 10. Boston 6-4 in their last 10. Baltimore 6-4 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay is the only team that stayed consistent over the last 2 weeks, and another 7-3 over the last 10, 2 games behind the Yankees. Again, settling in at Steinbrenner Field down in Tampa. Like you said about the sale there last week, maybe that loosened up Kevin Cash and all the players. Who knows? But obviously, they're getting the job done. Blue Jays are doing what Blue Jays do. Last week, they were right in the wild card. And now they're a game back. You know, when you go 4-6, it changes. And they just, I don't know what it is. They just can't stay really, really consistent. Red Sox, like we talked about last week, is still the same. I'm not really sure what to see out of it. They obviously were on a bit of a high going into San Francisco, wanted to get the job done, got a 2 out of 3. But overall, I still don't know. And you hit the nail on the head, I think. I've been watching Baltimore, and exactly right. I don't know if they get back in the hunt or not, but they're playing a heck of a lot better baseball overall. So that's good to see. And Jackson Holliday has taken that next step up, batting in the leadoff, getting the job done. Like, it's great to see. I love it.
AL Central, you get Detroit Tigers, 49-30, still leading the American League. Cleveland Guardians, 39-37. Kansas City Royals, 38-40. Minnesota Twins, 37-41. Chicago White Sox, 25-54. White Sox obviously have some intriguing trade prospects and guys that are available. Andrew Vaughn, the longtime Chicago White Sox, former Golden Spike winner, obviously this past week involved in the Aaron Civale trade with the Milwaukee Brewers. Don't know how much he's going to actually play with the Brewers, but still a good restart for him. Detroit obviously just continues to roll, even though this past last 10 games, they went 5-5. Cleveland still kind of hanging on there, but Cleveland's going to be a team to watch in terms of trade guys. Emmanuel Clase, I'm starting to hear his name a lot more coming up in trade talks, and you think about how valuable relievers are, especially a guy like that. If he becomes available, oh boy, someone's backing up the Brink truck.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, the Detroit Tigers are still number one in the power rankings. Dodgers flying up right in behind them again, rolling. But I go back to the Minnesota Twins again. Rocco Baldelli must be losing his mind. I mean, it seems 2 weeks ago they were 1-9. Last week they were really rolling, got it figured out, and now they're back at 1-9 over the last 10. 4 games under 500. Like, they haven't got anything really clicking. I thought last week they were going to roll and they had it going, but obviously I don't even know. I honestly don't even know what it is with them. And then obviously we've talked about the Royals a lot and they just can't get things steering in the right direction. So I don't know. I mean, it's still Detroit Tigers to win and lose. And they're in maybe because they are 8.5 up on the Guardians and 10.5 and 11.5. Maybe they're playing down a level. I really don't even know what to say on that, because AJ Hinch won't let that last very long. I mean, I'm sure he's like, hey, we're not worried about, I mean, obviously we're worried about our division, but We're worried about playoffs and going deep into the playoffs. So we can't think this way. We can't be up and down like yo-yos. We got to get this, and we got to be staying above 500 all the time, every week, every game.
Jumping over to the AL West, you get Houston Astros 45-33, Seattle Mariners 40-37, Los Angeles Angels 38-40, Texas Rangers 38-41, Sacramento Athletics 32-48. Sacramento obviously broke ground on their Las Vegas stadium today, $1.5 billion stadium. But Houston, obviously, like we talked about last week, continues to roll. Seattle, looks like their pitchers are coming back healthy finally. Angels going to be a team to watch in terms of deadline, and same as the Rangers. Good few bullpen options there. Good guys that are at the back end of their contract.
Yeah, I mean, I look at that Pena, those season he's bounced back and is having at the top. And Isaac Paredes, can't say enough about that guy and the number two hole behind him. What a season he's having, for sure. I mean, obviously, the Mariners playing better. Got Gilbert back, as we said. Cal is still the show right there, right now. What else can you say? I don't care what you say. It goes around him. If he stays hot, they stay hot. The Angels had a great series against the Yankees, but they're still 5-5 at the end of the day. I mean, they are what they are. The Texas Rangers, definitely a disappointment if you're a Rangers fan. They're still up and down. Can't seem to get things rolling. And the Athletics can look forward to Las Vegas, I guess. Signing some more young guys to extensions, keeping that part of the momentum going and stuff like that, but that's a tough division for them. And I mean, do what you got to do and see what happens with that. But it's Houston and it's Seattle right now. And you're seeing it week after week. So Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions after the break.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this, you can score tees for just $5.99, bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you built in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the Kirk Call questions. So, and you, thank you for sending them in. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try our very best to get them on a show. So I'm going to start off tonight, and this is my own personal Kirk Call question, Dirtbags. So I'm watching Sunday night, Washington Nationals playing the Dodgers. I get to watch it over here in Germany. I'm watching it, and I got to be honest, man. I'm watching Mike Soroka, who is pitching against the Dodgers. He starts the game off against Shohei, and understand that in our fantasy pool that Nolan and I are in, and against a bunch of our friends, I've got Shohei. I've had him for a few years, so obviously he's my MVP all the time. I want him, and he helped me end up winning the week or whatever and stuff like that at the end of the day when it was all said and done. The game starts. He gets struck out in the first at-bat. There was two pitches, and it was set up. He was jumping out on pitches that were a little bit inside, but not too far inside from Soroka. Fantastic pitcher's pitches. Absolutely beautiful. They were both called balls. And he's jumping back, so automatically I thought, okay, that goes back to the Padres when he was being hit. A little bit gun-shy, not quite seeing it the same. It's in his head a little bit, even though he's the unicorn. He's a human. But to Soroka, beautiful. Comes around into the fifth inning. He goes through five. He shuts down the Dodgers, pitching immaculate. Absolutely a beautiful game against them. Goes into the sixth, Shohei's up again. He strikes him out on two more pitches. No complaining, no crying, no emotion at all. They were both called balls. He ends up walking Shohei. That's just wrong. That was just wrong. If you watch that game, you know what I'm talking about, even if you were a Dodgers fan. At some point, we know that the umpire, and there's something wrong, definitely happening in MLB, that we're seeing so many bad calls, and there's so many of them that it has to be on purpose, because that's terribly disappointing for a pitcher like Soroka to be pitching the game he was. He's shutting them down at that point. They hadn't gotten a run, and he's in the sixth inning. He ended up losing that game. Now, he had a no decision because he got called out or taken out of the game after that, but I was honestly devastated because he threw such a great game, and then Max Muncy ended up hitting a grand slam against the reliever. Three of those runs came against Soroka. And I thought, man, shame on you as umpires. If you go back and you review that, which they do, they have to with MLB, shame on you to do that type of stuff. I hope you have enough to understand that if you hit or players, and I hope you could take him aside and say, you know what? That was on me. I should have made the right calls, and I didn't. And I apologize. And that's a little rant from me or whatever, but it's not even a rant. Like, who isn't a Shohei fan? But the Dodgers don't need that. No team needs that. And especially if you're in the upper echelon, you don't want to be winning games like that. And I realized there was no guarantee they were going to come back and win that game, but it was certainly helped and moved along. And so I just wanted to bring that up because I was just watching. I couldn't be more disappointed in what I was seeing. And that was just, I'm just a baseball fan at the end of the day. Make the right calls. Do the right thing. You're still getting paid. You're still a professional at this moment in time. So do the right thing and step up and do it consistently and encourage your other guys to do it consistently. It has to stop because you're wrecking the game, and that's not fair to the fans. I know you may be mad and ticked off with the situation of computerized umpires coming in for home plate or whatever it is, but you've got to get over it. You've got to move ahead. We can't see this moving forward as fans. We just can't. So that's my curtain call question. So, Nolan, here's one coming in that was very interesting. White Sox fans came in. Hey, I guess they've signed Thor, Noah Syndergaard, to a minor league deal. My first thought when I saw the question come in, there's another example of Thor's done. He's had his career. He's done in my books. But there's a Trevor Bauer sitting out there. So I have to say, there's another example that Trevor's never coming back.
Yeah, and it's the White Sox. call it what it is. I mean, it's the White Sox. If you're telling me Trevor Bauer shouldn't be signed over Noah Syndergaard, like with all due respect to Noah Syndergaard, like you said, career's over. I don't even remember the last team that he played for or pitched for. I think it was the Angels, maybe, or the Dodgers a couple of years ago.
Angels,
yeah, okay. So there you go. Like, that's how little I care about Noah Syndergaard getting signed to a minor league deal. And you're looking at a guy named Trevor Bauer, like you said, clear as day, blackballed out of baseball for absolutely no reason now that basically it's going to court and he's won both his courts. So he's getting money from both of these girls. They're going to be facing jail time, the whole nine yards, right? He gets not off scot-free, obviously, but in terms of the legality, he's good. Why is he still blackballed? Like he said, I'm here to sign for league minimum, and I will be, if not the best pitcher on any team, definitely a top two on basically any team out there. I mean, he's got the resume. He obviously has the Cy Young. I don't even care if he brings the antics with him or not, because to me, it genuinely does not matter about pitcher antics anymore. Because you're seeing guys standing at the plate watching a home run for 5 seconds before they bat flip halfway to the moon on a solo home run down 6-2. Do you really think I care about a pitcher pointing a sword or pulling the sword into the side of his pants on a punch out? No. I think that's hilarious. If hitters are allowed to do it, pitchers should also be allowed to do it. They can get fired up too. To me, no reason why Noah Syndergaard should have been signed before Trevor Bauer.
Good thoughts. No question about it. Let's go over to some trade speculation or thoughts. Minnesota Twins, we talked about them in the last segment, Nolan. Up and down like yo-yos right now. They want to know, is there any guys that you would take off of their roster in a trade? And maybe if there is, maybe where they would go.
So here's one that I think most Minnesota Twins fans would be pretty disappointed to hear. And this is just because we're finally seeing him play. And I think you know who I'm getting at when I'm saying this, but Byron Buxton, the year that he has had, I get that you Minnesota Twins fans out there have waited for this for a very long time to see him at full production. It's the same as the Royce Lewis, Carlos Correa conundrum that you guys have. Supremely talented players, when healthy, can play, obviously. But what do you do? I mean, so here's the thing for Buxton, right? He's 31 years old, signed to $15 million, basically, a little over $15 million for the next 4 years. So $60 million for any team to take that on. With the way that he's playing, he's an immediate starting center fielder on, I think, every team in baseball, basically. Like, his production, he's got 17 bombs, hitting 280, OPS over 900, 13 steals. 47 RBIs, I think? It's either 47 runs and 46 RBIs or vice versa, right? So he's having a great year. And he's healthy. Outside of the concussion he suffered at the start of the year, bumping into Carlos Correa there. That one aside, he's been healthy for the entirety of the season. If I'm the Minnesota Twins right now, and I'm looking up the way that I'm looking up, I'm taking some phone calls on him. Because you don't want to be in that Mike Trout anomaly. I'm not comparing him to Mike Trout. That's not what I'm trying to get at. I'm just trying to say, when you got a guy who has term left on his contract, an affordable term, and is playing at the level that Byron Buxton is currently playing at, that is a guy that if someone comes calling me, I'm asking for your top prospects. Because right now he's healthy. But you never know come August 1st with Byron Buxton, unfortunately. He could be injured. He could not be injured. Trade deadline July 31st. I got to pull a trigger. If I get a good offer, if I'm the Minnesota Twins and I get a great offer for Byron Buxton, with all due respect, I will shake your hand, say thank you very much for your 8 years or whatever it's been there in Minnesota. But we got maybe three guys that can come back and be healthy. And one of them better be a starting pitcher, And two of them better be position players, because Minnesota is not knocking on the doorstep for the playoffs this year.
All right. Here's one in from your St. Louis Cardinals fan base, Nolan. They're picking on you a little bit here. They want to know about Mr. Liberatore. Preseason, you had him as your closer. How happy are you right now that he is a starter?
I got to be honest, until middle of April, I thought, what the heck are we doing here? Why does he continue to start games? And that was purely just based on the past 2-3 years where it seemed like anytime he started, he was always getting hit by fourth or fifth inning. Whatever sort of mindset he flipped to in the offseason, man. I'm not going to sit here and say that the Randy Arozarena trade is even yet, just because Randy obviously has the playoff MVP and everything like that under his belt. But it's looking a lot better. And he has legitimately proven to me that he can be, if not the ace, a very capable number two. A very, very capable number two at the major league level. His curveball has been fantastic this year. Slider or sweeper, whatever he's calling it, has been great. Fastball has been live. Like, it's got good life on it. It's got good run and everything like that. And he's making hitters look silly. Like, even the other day, against the Cubs there on Monday, fifth inning, they're in a 2-1 game, bases loaded, one out. No panic on the guy. Gets a ground ball, Nolan Arenado to Brendan Donovan, over to first base, over to Wilson Contreras. They turn the double play, get out of the inning, right? Life's good. Then he comes out, finishes 6, finishes 7. And even that, like, the Cardinals have 15 games in 14 days, right? They had the doubleheader there last week against the Cincinnati Reds. So I'm just saying, man, you need that type of starting pitching from your guys, and especially with how Libby has been. I 100% pegged him to be the next Andrew Miller. I thought, you know what, he's much better in that relief role than he is as a starting pitcher. And even the profile, like, you're looking at him, they're both like that 6'6", tall, mainly lanky lefties with good life on their arm. And watching him pitch out of the pen, I was very impressed for the past couple of years. I'm thinking, hey, this guy's got 7th, 8th inning stuff. If we trade Helsley, you know what, he slides into the 9th inning role. And especially since this was supposed to be a down year for the Cardinals, and I'm saying that wholeheartedly, I thought, genuinely speaking, we had no chance of competing, let alone being in a wild card spot after 80 games. But what I have to say about Libby at the end of the day, whatever his mindset was that he flipped on to be what he is now, man, he's got that ace mindset that we always like to talk about here at Dirtbag Nation. And I mean, I got to tip my cap and say, hey, you know what, dude, I was wrong. I'm a Cardinals fan. I was wrong, and I'm very happy to see the success that you're having.
So we're just over 30 seconds left in this segment, Nolan. Let's stay on this. You're talking about the mindset. How much does that go back, do you think, in your mind, to a year and a half ago of them signing a Sonny Gray, going and trading for an Eric Fetty that had to go across the ocean to reset his career? How much impact do you think those two have had on him?
Same as Verlander with the Giants, man. You always need that good veteran that can lead a clubhouse. At the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to help those young kids develop at the major league level. But thanks for the curtain call questions, Dirtbags. Stay tuned for our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week, Whit Merrifield announced his retirement after 9 years in the majors. Whit Merrifield, I don't really need to go into too much length about this one. Hall of very good candidate, that's for sure. But yeah, he obviously kind of like this generation's Iron Man, I guess, if you want to call it for baseball standards. What did he do? Play about three straight seasons worth of games or something like that? I know it was two plus for sure. I don't remember the exact length, but two-time hits leader in the American League in 2018-19. It led the AL's. Led the American League in stolen bases three times in 17, 18, and 21 while playing for the Kansas City Royals. But the thing that made me laugh the most was his quote that he said upon his retirement. So he's like, "I was never talented enough to just show up and play. Baseball required my full focus and energy for me to compete at the level I wanted to. And I realized I can no longer give that effort. At this point in my life, I'd much rather chase the toddler than chase sliders." He followed it up by saying, "Philly, I liked you way more than you liked me. Sorry I stunk for you." So that made me laugh. Obviously, Whit Merrifield, good glue guy in a lot of clubhouses and everything like that. Unfortunately, it was just time for him to retire. Hadn't played in a couple of years at the level that he thought that he should be playing at. And obviously a very vocal guy. You saw him with Atlanta basically calling out pitchers saying, "Hey, you throw 95, learn how to throw a strike."
Great final thought, Nolan. I agree 100%. Again, just a blue-collar player that was a really good player for the Kansas City Royals. And he earned it. I mean, he really was. He was that guy that they say straps the work boots on and goes to work every day. So just a really nice little career for Whit Merrifield. I say a little career, but not a short career by any means. So congratulations to him and best wishes in retirement. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, as we say, and it really is true. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. And that's what it's all about, is being able to come into your house or your ears every week is such an honor for Nolan and myself. And we can't thank you enough for really being a part of the nation. So please keep sharing the message for all the servicemen and women out there. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do here every week. And that's bring hopefully some entertainment to your week. That's what it's all about. So unfortunately, though, it is that time, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.